Fair in the Morning on Bear Country 95.3. It's time for our segment, Find It in Greenfield. And Hannah is here from the Greenfield Business Association. Hey, Hannah.
How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing fine. What's going on with you?
Oh, you know this and that.
I love the topic that we have this morning.
I know.
And the studio is busy. We've got Tim and Brian here. Where are they from?
They are from Ice Cream Alley, a little favorite in downtown Greenfield.
Ice Cream Alley, which I understand is opening for the season very, very soon. Tim, Brian, hey. Welcome, guys. How are you?
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing great. Doing great. I mean, I love the topic of ice cream. I mean, who doesn't love this topic? How did you guys get involved in a business like this?
How did we? Let's see. Tim and I both own houses on Hope Street, and we were not super happy with the state of downtown Greenfield. And, you know, we're not going anywhere. We both like living here. So. Mm-hmm. We thought instead of complaining, we'd just, you know, open up a business and hopefully get some more traffic down there, a little more liveliness, create sort of a, hopefully, magical space in downtown Greenfield.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
The ice cream was secondary.
All right.
We figured it would be easy, which it's totally not. But
Tim, bring us through the whole idea and the concept and what you guys went through. In opening the business.
Yeah, so this is our seventh season. 2024 will be, and you know, the business has evolved over time, but we've kind of remained committed to our core concepts, core principles. First of all, we try to serve ice cream from a variety of different local producers.
Okay.
So we're kind of unique in that we buy from multiple people. You can get Harold's ice cream at Ice Cream Alley. You can get Bart's. You can get sometimes flavors from Cook Farm in Hadley.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have a variety of those. And also, we're really just trying to make it a destination. We really want people in Greenfield to have a place to go with their kids, be able to sit outside and enjoy downtown in kind of a new way.
Tim, I'm glad you said, you know, be outside. Because, Brian, you know, there's not a lot of space in your place.
That's true.
Not a lot of space in there. But yeah, being outside is important.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like you say, we're, what, 110 square feet?
Just about.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's like smaller than the studio. My goodness.
Yeah, it truly is an alley. I mean, that's just a roof over an alley between two buildings.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, we definitely don't have space to sit inside. But, man, I really think it's preferable in a lot of ways to sit outside on a nice day and be out there on the street. So, yeah, we try to keep our outdoor space really appealing for families and everything, and improve it every year. That's kind of Tim does the plantings and I do some of the woodworking and construction out there.
Very cool.
And
I've seen some people out there eating ice cream in the rain. So the dedication to ice cream is real. You know?
Yeah. We do have umbrellas, but yeah, if you want to get wet, you can.
So you guys are opening for the season this Friday, April 5th. What do you have anything different planned for this new year?
I think we're planning to kind of just make it a little bit better every year from now on. You know, we are we're kind of expanding the outdoor space concept. We got some new seating going on, and we're building an awning. You know, we're doing a couple of different projects, but mainly it's going to be business as usual, ice cream as usual.
So, do you guys consume ice cream like every single day? When the place is open?
Oh, man.
No. I would say April and May, I'm there just about every day when it's new and exciting for the year. And by the beginning of June, I'm pretty sick of it.
Yeah.
No. But I really used to. For everybody.
Yeah, I used to enjoy ice cream a lot before I opened an ice cream shop.
So that's the challenge for this year. How long does it take you to get sick of ice cream?
Yeah. Well, I mean, my next question is going to be your favorite flavor of ice cream.
Oh, no question. Flavor. Mexicali chocolate.
Oh, ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, all it's right, amazing. Yeah. That's SoCo Creamery, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, SoCo Creamery, so it's fairly local.
Yeah.
And this is like a chocolate ice cream, but it has mint, cinnamon, and a little bit of chili in it.
Wow.
It doesn't sound good.
But it is, yeah.
Absolutely amazing, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Tim, how about you?
I gotta say I'm pretty basic. Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
I'm not sophisticated like my brother.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about a high quality cookies and cream.
Of course.
Ice Cream Alley. They're going to be opening this Friday on Main Street in Greenfield. Guys, where can people get more information about your business?
You can visit us at icecreamalley.com, where okay. we have our menu for the day, flavors for the day posted.
All right, Hannah, if people are interested in joining the GBA here yeah. in Greenfield, you know, what should they do?
They can go to greenfieldbusiness.org. There is information on there on how to join and, more importantly, information about all our members and also things going on in Greenfield that have to do with the business community as we keep pulling it together here.
We call it Find It in Greenfield right here on Bear Country 95.3.